Good morning.
I had a change of plans. I was supposed to preach this morning and didn't know it till 7 o'clock last night. So, here I am. Actually, Junior did warn me about 5:30, so I was thinking quickly. And if you know me, I'm always 1 week behind on Advent. Actually, last Sunday was the first Sunday of Advent. So today is the second Sunday of Advent, and so that's where my mind went. And I just want to talk a little bit this morning about what is Advent. It's not something that we as Mennonites have typically talked about. We have not typically celebrated it, discussed it. So there's a lot of things about Advent that we maybe have not grown up with. And so When we talk about that, there's, even for me, I'm still learning so much about it that I want to talk a little bit about the history of it this morning and what it means. But the title of my message is, What Does God See? We all find ourselves at times when we're, okay, God, where are you? What are you seeing? What's going on here? I mean, just look at our world. Does God really see what's happening? And is he just letting this go? It feels that way. Looks that way. But I'd like to ask a question this morning. What is Advent? Or what does it signify? Any interaction here? Most of us would associate the season of Advent with the coming of Jesus, right? And that is right. That is correct. That is a lot of what it is, but that's only part of it. It is an actual Catholic celebration. It is one of their liturgical services that they have. There's quite a bit of catechism on it. But the word Advent actually is derived from the Latin word Adventus, which means coming. The translation, it is a translation of the Greek word parousa. Now, I'm not sure what all that is. I'm not a Greek or Latin scholar, so basically I read it and tell you what it says. But scholars believe that during the 4th and 5th centuries in Spain and Gaul, Advent was a season of preparation for the baptism of new Christians at the January Feast of Epiphany. That is a celebration of God's incarnation, represented by the visit of the Magi to the baby Jesus, and his baptism in the Jordan River by John the Baptist, and his first miracle at Cana. During this season of preparation, Christians would spend 40 days in penance, prayer, and fasting to prepare for this celebration. Originally, there was little connection between Advent and Christmas. So you see where evolving time has taken it. Working at the monastery, I get a little bit of this because, you know, it's a fast week, it's a fast month. However, they're not Catholic, but they do celebrate a lot of the very similar things and in similar ways. I do tell the story one time I made a comment about them being Catholic, and I had a 45-minute lesson on they are not Catholic and why they are not Catholics, and I've never forgotten that. I will just tell you, if you want a good lesson on it, just do it. It wasn't bad, but I never forgot that they are not Catholic. Advent symbolizes the present situation of the church in these last days. And those, if you want to see where some of that comes from, is Acts 2 and Hebrews 1. As God's people wait for the return of Christ in glory to consummate his eternal kingdom. So while Advent has evolved into a celebration of the coming of Christ, and most people associate it with the coming of Jesus as a baby, it really is a twofold part for us as Christians. It is the hope of the coming return of Jesus, the second coming. And too often we kind of lock into Christmas and talk about what happens there in the birth of Jesus. The church is in a similar situation to Israel at the end of the Old Testament. And we're going to be talking about that this morning. Actually, we're not going to the end, but we're going to be talking about the exodus of Israel out of Egypt. In exile, waiting and hoping in prayerful expectation for the coming of the Messiah, Israel looked back to God's past gracious actions on their behalf in leading them out of Egypt in the Exodus, and on this basis they called for God once again to act for them. In the same way, the church during Advent looks back upon Christ's return coming in celebration, while at the same time looking forward in eager anticipation to the coming of Christ's kingdom when He returns for His people. In this light, the Advent hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, perfectly represents the church's cry during the Advent season, Advent liturgy and practice. And if you're not familiar what liturgy is, that is a Orthodox and Catholic term for most of their services. To balance the two elements of remembrance and anticipation, the first two Sundays in Advent, and this is the 2020 calendar, through December 16th, look forward to Christ's second coming. The last two Sundays, December 17th, no, that is not, because the 20th is the last Sunday before Christmas. Look backward to remember Christ's first coming. So the first two Sundays of Advent are looking forward in hope. The last two Sundays look back on Jesus' birth. Scripture readings move from passages about Christ's return and judgment to Old Testament passages about the expectation of the coming Messiah to New Testament passages about the announcements of Christ's arrival by John the Baptist and the angels. While it is difficult to keep in mind in the midst of holiday celebrations, shopping, lights and decorations, and joyful carols, Advent is intended to be a season of fasting, and it has become a season of eating. So we've kind of got that backwards. Much like Lent, there are a variety of ways that this time of mourning works itself out in the season. Reflection on the violence and evil in the world causes us to cry out to God to make things right, to put death's dark shadows to flight. Our exile in the present makes us look forward to our future exodus, and our own sinfulness and need for grace lead us to pray for the Holy Spirit to renew His work in conforming us into the image of Christ. While Advent is certainly a time of celebration and anticipation of Christ's birth, it is more than that. It is only in the shadow of Advent that the miracle of Christmas can be fully understood and appreciated, and it is only in the light of Christmas that the Christian life makes any sense. It is between the fulfilled promise of Christ's first coming and the yet-to-be-fulfilled promise of His second coming that Karl Barth penned these words, unfulfilled and fulfilled promise are related to each other as the dawn.